said, really just shock and devastation, really. He was a great guy. He was a big part of our dressing room in 2012, and he'll be sadly missed by everyone who knew him or watched him play.
Terrific cricketer, but with all the tributes coming in today, the thing that strikes me is nobody, Darryl, nobody has a bad word to say about Phil Hughes, a great bloke.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I say, anybody who's played with him or played against him, everyone loved him, and it's a devastating blow, really. He was a great guy in that changing room, and he had time from everybody, from office staff, ground staff, pavilion attendants, from the very young academy guys to senior players. He treated everyone on the same level and had time for everybody, and he was a bubbly character, a great guy to have in the dressing room, full of fun and just a great guy to be around.
Remind us, if you will, of his time here in Worcester. I said he was a terrific player, and whether it was one-day games, whether it was T20 games, whether it was the county games, he always seemed to deliver. He was very skillful, extremely talented, wasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. He was a fantastic player for us, and in 2020 in particular, he was absolutely outstanding and carried us through to the quarterfinals in that competition, really. And yeah, he's a talented player. He was a very jovial and jokey guy in the dressing room, but as soon as you put a bat in his hand, whether it be training or a match, his sort of game face came on. He's very serious, and he's a great sort of great for the young lads to learn off, and his work ethic was exceptional in practice.
He very much came to Worcestershire as a man on a mission, didn't he? Because it was his aim to try and get back into the Australian team. He came here to find his form, didn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. He just sort of lost his place in the Test side. I mean, he was still a young man when he was with us, really. He was only 23 and lost his place in the Test side. He'd played a fair back at Test cricket, played in the IPL, so he'd been everywhere. And he, like you said, it was part of his reason for coming to Worcester was to gain some form, get plenty of runs, which he did. And he got back in. He was on the tour the following year and played at New Road for Australia against us, which was great to see.
When you look back at your time with Phil, do you have any personal memories of him, Darryl? What will you think about? What memory comes to mind for you?
Just that jovial character, really, and he was a cheeky lad, a big Mickey taker, and he was great fun to be around. He himself, he's a country boy from a sort of a small, very small town, a farming background, and he loved the size of Worcester and the close knit community of it. And he had a ball here, and anybody who spent any time with Phil certainly had a ball in his company as well. So that's sort of the memories I'll take.
How much of a loss is he to cricket and to international sport, do you think?
Oh, massive. I think it certainly sort of, this will change the way people look at the game. I think certainly as a batter myself, I never thought something like this was possible, really. I've always felt safe, and I think it'll certainly change the face of the game as a result of this sort of tragic one-off.
It's amazing in times like this, cricket sort of, as a sport, takes a back seat. And the cricketing community comes together. I've seen that, I've heard that over the last few days. Have you? You must have, Darryl.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a few of our guys are in Australia and have been in contact with Phil recently and things, and he stays in contact with the majority of us back here in Worcester as well. So it's everyone's sort of in it together, if you like. I mean, you only have to look at social media and things, Twitter, Facebook, to see the overwhelming support and love that people have for Phil. So yeah, it's quite a close-knit community, the cricketing world, and everyone certainly will be pulling together, I'm sure.
Just a freak accident, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said earlier, I didn't think it was possible, or almost. I mean, obviously, the safety technology has come on leaps and bounds from 20 years ago, where people didn't even wear helmets, to now, even in the time I've played, the last sort of decade or so, helmets have improved significantly. So it's like I say, I think it's never happened before, and hopefully it'll never happen again. I mean, obviously it'll give the manufacturers scope to obviously work even harder to try and improve things and make things safer and safer as time goes by.
Kate was telling us in the news just a few moments ago that the domestic first class fixtures were due out today. It's only right, isn't it, that we pause on that and we just take a minute to think about the family of Phillip Hughes and the man himself. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think cricket certainly can take a back seat for the coming days and things, and just remember Phil for the guy he was, as well as the cricketer. And obviously our thoughts and prayers go to his family and close friends over in Australia.